Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Baby, I can't hear myself.
It's Friday, I gotta stop doing that. God, that's annoying.
You got an unhealthy obsession with that song, I'm afraid.
See, the problem is that I think it's a terrible, terrible song. But when I hear it, I don't dive to turn it off. Like, I casually saunter over, and then I'm like, I got to stop listening to this after the next chorus.
When you rewatch the music video for it,
mm-hmm.
I think it's 10-plus years old. The secondhand embarrassment I feel for her friends.
In the convertible?
Who is she roped into being in this video?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Do you think they ever lived that down? If I had a friend who was in that music video, I would never stop teasing them about it.
Yeah.
Okay, remember when you were in that terrible music video?
Ugh.
For an even worse song?
Yeah. Friday. There's worse songs than that, though, right?
Ugh.
Or is that where it peaks?
I mean, it's top five. It's on the Mount Rushmore of bad.
Mm-hmm.
You can...
I don't know what else I'd put on the Mount Rushmore of bad songs.
Oh, I got Red Solo Cup.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Okay.
That song was awful.
You know what song I would put on the Mount Rushmore of bad songs? And I know this is an unpopular opinion because I love Pearl Jam, but they did one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
I know which one you're talking
about. When they did a cover of Last Kiss.
The saddest song of all time.
That's such a terrible song.
Baby, it's about a car crash, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think that song originally is from the 50s, and there was a lot of songs back then about people being killed in car crashes, motorcycle crashes, farm accidents. I don't know if there's a farm accident song, but the songs were really, they were kind of bleak back then.
Yeah, it is a bit. It's not song you'd put on when you're trying to lift heavy at the gym.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and again... No diss against Pearl Jam. I just don't think that. I don't think the original song was good, and they did not make it better.
No band has a 1,000% batting average.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And every band has a miss.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Pearl Jam's.
That was just a bad day at the recording studio.
That Red Solo Cup, boy.
Oh, Red Solo. See, that's another song that just gets stuck in. Maybe that's why we think they're bad songs, is because they just latch on and they won't let go.
Oh, they are earworms.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. What are you watching these days? What are you reading? What are you listening to? What are you thinking about, Bryce Kelly?
Don't even bother asking me what I'm reading.
Okay, because books are for nerds, right?
Only losers read.
Oh, boy. I hope the children didn't. I hope the children aren't listening to this podcast. Hey, kids, reading makes you look cool. That's Garner saying that, by the way.
Yeah, not me. Mm. So no, not reading. But I watched that whole first season of The Gentlemen.
Oh.
On Netflix.
Okay, because I want to talk about that too.
Have you started it?
I am one episode in.
Okay.
Holy crap. It's the acting of the angry brother. And I don't want to say too much, who feels that he's been slighted.
Yes.
That guy is spectacular.
The chicken suit?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. It's weird because it's in the image for the show on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, what is going on here? And then you watch that first episode and you're like, oh my.
Oh, the way that episode ends? Holy crap.
pretty good.
Yeah.
I finished, I think it's only 8 episodes.
Yeah.
But it's long. Like, they're all pretty long episodes, especially those first two, because Guy Ritchie directed the first two, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
And they look like a Guy Ritchie movie.
They really do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you ever saw the movie.
Did you? No, I never did.
With Matthew McConaughey. It's the same idea, mm-hmm. but like there's no overlapping characters or anything like that. It's the same idea about the weed and it being underground and all yeah. that. The movie's great. And then the show, I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
It you feel like you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
Like it's so well done and the acting is spectacular.
And like he only does the first two episodes, mm-hmm. but the other ones still feel like he's still heavily involved. Like yeah. he doesn't lose that same style. Very British.
You got to watch that with subtitles.
And like, what's his name? Vinnie Jones?
Yeah.
That guy? Ooh. I love that guy. Is yeah. that the 50 Shades of Grey guy who's starring in it?
Oh.
Is that the same guy from 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, I don't know.
He's handsome enough to be. I know that much. Yeah. Distractingly handsome.
No, that's a good show. And we started it last Friday night. We were out somewhere. We got home at like 10 o'clock and we're like, hey, let's watch something on TV. So I told my beautiful bride, I said, hey, Bryce says The Gentleman is really good. We put it on. 7 minutes in, we're both asleep. Like we... But not that we were bored. We were just tired. It was a long day. But then on Sunday night, I think we blasted through that first episode. And then I had to go to bed, so we couldn't watch anymore. But I think this weekend we're going to try and do a few episodes.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
The Gentleman. Netflix.
That's one of mine. The other, I mean, it's not really, I just want to bring something to everyone's attention.
Okay.
It's a music song. It's from an account on YouTube called There I Ruined It.
Okay. Where
it's a mashup of two songs. One is a Simon and Garfunkel song.
Uh-huh.
And the other, they sing as Simon and Garfunkel, but they are singing the lyrics from another song. And I can't stop listening to it. And so I want to.
Do I get to guess?
I mean, sure. Sing along. Okay. I think you'll pick it up pretty quick. Okay. But see if you enjoy this as much as I did.
I like big butts, I cannot lie. You are the brother, can't deny.
Oh my God, this is...
When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face.
Oh my God,
this is really...
You get sprung, cause you noticed that butt was stuffed. You pull up tough.
Oh.
Deep in the jeans she's wearing.
Oh, this is good. Wow, what's it called?
Oh, it's just an account called There I Ruined It.
Okay, do and they ruin lots of songs?
I think they do. But well, Simon and Garfunkel and Baby's Got Back.
Who knew that Baby Got Back fits Sounds of Silence?
Oh, and if I'd kept playing it, they actually transition to another. They do a Black Eyed Peas, My Humps.
Oh, My Humps. My
the lyrics
humps,
transition my into the My
lady
Humps.
Lumps.
And it still fits.
Oh, okay.
That, I thought that was solid.
Nice bring. I got nothing. Oh, no. I started watching, I started watching a show called Death and Other Details.
Never heard of it.
Disney Plus.
Sounds fake, but go
you
on.
You know what? What's the guy's name, the character in, oh my God, Death on the Nile? Murder. The French guy.
Oh, yeah.
Hercule Poirot. Is that how you say it? Poirot?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So it's very much like that. It's called Death and Other Details, Disney Plus. I think it's 10 episodes, and I've only watched the first episode. And it's one of those, it's like a, what do you call it? Like a locked room murder. The premise is
one
of us in this room right here did it. And now it's Mandy Patinkin plays kind of a world-renowned detective, but it's set in modern times, but on a ship from like the 1930s or 40s,
weird.
A luxury liner. And so far, so good. Like you can, in my mind, I feel like I've already kind of figured out who it is, but I know there's going to be some twists and some turns.
I watched the last one because the Death on the Nile.
Yeah.
There's three movies of that out. And there was the last one, Tina Fey was in it. I'm forgetting what it's called. It came out a year or two ago.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I think it's on Disney Plus too. I watched it. It was okay.
Yeah. But this one, if you like that kind of thing, kind of, this one's more modern because there's modern references in it. Like, you know, people's cell phones. They're not using cell phones as tools, though, to crack this case. Hmm. But there is some modernness to it. But yet it takes place on this old luxury. The boat looks spectacular.
I would have a hard time with it because Mandy Patinkin, if I'm not mistaken, is in the first few seasons of Criminal Minds. And
Oh yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
And so I'd have a hard time being like, he knows how to solve this crime.
Yeah.
Who do you think you're trying to fool?
He's just trying to drag this thing out for 10 episodes. But anyway, that's what I've been watching, and I don't know whether it's good or not. So watch at your own risk.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
Hello, oil change, my old friend.
Oh, that's not bad.
I've come to visit you again.
Okay.
I found you online at lubecity.ca. Okay. You've got 27 locations in Alberta. Hey.
I feel like the wheels fell off.
Yeah, it kind of went sideways there. That's not very good.
But hey, there's no bad ideas in brainstorming.
Except for that one.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. But Lube City, 27 locations in this province alone. You can find the one closest to you at lubecity.ca.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet. Wow!
It's a petty party.
Yay!
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Man, oh man, when I came in here this morning, did you and I even have a conversation or was I raging too hard? I think I was pretty...
You were a busy bee?
I was busy. I was the printer. It's funny how in this day and age where we're supposed to be paperless, but I rely on it so heavily in here in this way. It threw me off completely this morning. Sent me into a tailspin.
Yeah, what you don't realize is the printers here are like the Big Mac sauce.
Yes.
For no time to Google.
Yeah, that threw me off for no... So I had to spend like 20 minutes this morning writing out the questions by hand on cue cards. So that one, it kind of threw me off a bit. And it kind of sent me into a bit of a funk for a few minutes, but I'm coming out of it now. I feel okay now. It's not at the point where I'm going to quit my job because I had to read No Time to Google off of a cue card.
You weren't tendering your resignation?
Well, I started crafting it and then I thought, no, better not. Because I don't know where else a guy like me goes to work.
Mm-hmm. Just keep it in the drafts.
I'll save it in my drafts and hope that I don't accidentally send it. But it made me think, this text came in a few minutes ago. I just found out that a guy I've worked with for 4 years quit because someone took his lunch from the staff room fridge and management is refusing to investigate.
Wow. Ooh.
Hey, look. As a victim of lunch theft, I agree. It's a huge inconvenience and an invasion. But at the same time, I don't know. What's management going to do?
Yeah, when does the regret kick in? Not the buyer's remorse, but the quitter's remorse.
The quitter's remorse must be a real thing.
Because you just hear now about how tough the job market is. And yeah. Give up a job over, you know, your sandwich being eaten. I don't know that I would advise that, but I understand the aggravation.
So you and I were just discussing backstage when we read this text. Should we have a conversation on the show today about the most petty reason you ever quit a job?
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Let's continue to talk about the most petty reason you ever quit a job. Oh, before we move on, Tracy had texted earlier and said, I quit a very stable government job back in the mid-90s because they took away our free parking privileges. At that time, a parking spot would have been a whopping $30 per month. I said, no way, man. I have regretted that career move ever since. So $30 a month parking downtown back in the 90s. And I said, how much is that now? And the prices that I saw from people reporting it, anywhere from $150 to $400 a month for a parking stall downtown. Does that sound about right?
Boggles my mind that people would have to pay to park to go to work.
For a lot of people, that would... I mean, everybody's like, what if you take public transit? Well, that's great as long as you don't have to get kids to school first and that kind of thing. It doesn't always work for everybody.
And then you think of, like, if you live on the south side, there's not a lot of LRT stops with parking lots in it.
Yeah.
You'd still have to pay to park there and pay for the passes. And it's just like, ooh.
I think it would be, I don't know, like if I could choose between working not downtown or somewhere like where we work, I never even think about parking. We have free parking here because we have lots of space.
Yeah.
I would choose to work here as opposed to downtown, I think.
Agreed.
Somebody said, a guy I worked with quit a restaurant job because the restaurant cleaned up the staff room and he couldn't find his shoes.
Ooh, okay.
Those must have been good shoes. Or maybe it was a terrible job. I'm going to go with terrible job.
That definitely makes more sense.
Yeah. This person says, I walked out of a job one summer in university. I was a data entry and data analysis worker at a research firm. I had the second highest accuracy and speed in the office. They spoke to me several times for taking my 15-minute breaks in the break room and talking too much in there. They said taking breaks, while legal, is not the norm in this office. So I went for lunch and didn't come back.
Ooh, I like the way they quit. Just going for lunch and not coming back. Hard to blame them on that one.
I don't know that that's really petty. I think you had
good reason for that.
Yeah,
one.
You had good reason.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
God, we're all petty deep down inside, aren't we? We're all born with the pettiness gene. You know, in some people it's just a little more dominant than others. We've just been discussing on the show today the most petty reason you ever quit a job. This person said, thinking about this made me realize how petty I truly am. I once quit because they wouldn't give me a day off that I asked for. I quit another one because they called me on my day off. And I quit another job once because my manager was younger than me. This one is from, this is from friend of the show, Joel Johnson. Petty reason to quit a job? I was in grade 9. I had just started at McDonald's. A couple of days in, they said I had to dress up as Grimace for my shift. I refused. They said it's part of the job. I walked out immediately because who in their right mind would want to dress up in a purple taste bud costume? That was 27 years ago. I will never forget it. I wrote back to Joel and I was like, well, hey, what if they'd asked you to dress up as, you know, Mayor McCheese or Hamburglar? Would it be a different story? And Joel was like, oh, yeah, I would totally dress as Hamburglar. How about you? The most petty reason you ever quit a job.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This one. I quit a job because someone farted on the lid of my company supplied Yeti cup. I found out because my next sip of coffee tasted like arse.
That's nice. Company supplied Yeti cup.
Wow.
What pretty company? Sweet. Nice. Pretty sweet.
This one's kind of gross too. You know what? We'll skip that one for a second. You know, we'll do that as here's a palate cleanse for you, sort of. Okay, is this petty or justified? I worked in a kitchen and someone put a knife in the wrong spot. It fell off a shelf, sliced my leg open.
Oops.
I got driven to the hospital for stitches. While getting stitched up, I got a call from the manager telling me to come back to work once I was done at the hospital. I thought it was super insensitive. I quit the next day. When you have to leave work for stitches, I sort of feel like that's the rest of the day off.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
So I think that one is justified. I'd be a little upset too. Uh-huh. You're on the operating table.
Yeah.
Being told to come back to work right away. Take a day.
This one, you and I had a good laugh at this one. I quit a construction job once because the foreman who drove us from the shop to the site every morning would pick his nose the entire way. And we weren't allowed to bring our own vehicles.
Oh, man. That's a pretty good reason to quit a job.
Yeah, that's a commute where you're forced to just look the other way. Like, stare out the window.
The confidence it would take to have a car full of coworkers and be up to your wrist in your nostrils. I mean, we have to admire that man in some ways.
Do we?
In some ways.
I don't feel like we do. No. It's a bold confidence, but a gross confidence.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody said, I asked if I could work from home so I could take care of my sick dog. They said no. When I got to the office, I asked where the boss was. Oh, she's working from home. Ooh, that's a rough one. Somebody else said, I quit my part-time job at a popular glasses store chain when I called in to say I would be late because someone parked at the end of my driveway and it blocked me in. My manager told me to call 911. That seems reasonable. And then there was this one from Tim. I work in an office where you can bring your dog to work if they are well-behaved. A guy in our office thought it was unfair to cat owners, so he started bringing his cats to work. Yes, cats. Two of them. The one cat was so stressed out, it kept pissing on the carpet. He was told he could not bring his cats anymore and then proceeded to throw a huge tantrum that included claims of discrimination against cat owners and then pushed a box of paper off of a shelf before he told everyone to F off, and then he walked out. It was one of the best performances I have ever been witness to. We still discuss it from time to time. Tim, thank you. So it wasn't Tim quitting, but he got to witness a spectacular show.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
On the topic of, I don't know, I don't think most people would eat snakes. Like, that's not going to become a mainstream meat. We're not going to spend the morning talking about that either because it's disgusting. And as it turns out, a lot of people are afraid of snakes, including me.
They're just gross looking.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said my wife is so afraid of them, she would become a vegetarian before she would ever eat one. The old Wholesale Sports, North Edmonton, had a stuffed cobra in the display case. She didn't know about it. As soon as she saw it, she blacked out and ran to the other end of the store. I found her in the fetal position shaking.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Have you ever found yourself in the fetal position, Bryce?
In public? No.
No, no. Like, even in the privacy of your own home. Have you ever been?
No.
No? Okay.
No, not even close. To the point that my BS detector is going off just a little bit.
You think so?
I think so.
Hmm.
I don't know.
What does the fetal position look like? Is that where you...
You bring your knees up to your chin, basically, and you're rocking there on the floor.
Oh, do you lay down on the floor? Is that a sitting? Is the fetal position a sitting position?
I think you're grossly overthinking it.
Okay.
Knees to chest, whether you're laying or sitting.
Then I have never found myself in the fetal position.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No, not since the day I paddled my little canoe down the birth canal. That was the last time I was ever in the fetal position.
It's not good if a stuffed snake in the display of a window of a store sends you into that. That's rough. That's rough. Because everyone else walking by in the other stores are just going like,
What
is going on here?
Oh, somebody said I broke my baby toe. I went into the fetal position. Okay. That would be painful, I think. Breaking or dislocating your toe. Yeah, that would hurt.
Yeah, stub it on a table. I could see why that might drop you into a fetal position.
Yeah. Man, this show is off to a rough start today. Talking about eating snakes, talking about the fetal position, talking about breaking toes. Time to change gears.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We were talking, we were discussing on the show the fetal position. Like, does that happen in real life? Do people actually just fall on the floor and go into the fetal position? Apparently, it's a real thing. I want to read you a quote here from somebody. It says, if I was dating someone that went into the fetal position in public, I would go get in my car and drive away. That is from Bryce, age 37, Edmonton, Alberta.
That's right. I stand by that.
Wow.
I don't mean to ruffle feathers so early, but, you know, in the privacy of your own home, I would give side eye, like,
to the fetal position.
Do you need to be in the fetal position?
But like, if you're in Costco,
yeah, if you're in public pulling that, oh boy, I'd pretend like I didn't know you.
Wow,
get in my car and calmly drive away.
There wouldn't be like an ounce of concern for the
person?
Not
even a little bit.
Really?
No.
Okay, good to know. So if you came in here one day and I was in the hallway in the fetal position.
Turn on my heels, walk the other way, pretend I didn't see anything.
Wow. Huh.
Because you know that if someone's in the fetal position, odds are pretty good there's going to be that they just want to cry and vent. And it's just like, you know what?
You don't want to be the shoulder.
I don't want to be the shoulder.
Okay.
No. I feel like there's no consoling someone in the fetal position.
We should get back to talking about people who sleep weird. We had, man, everybody's got a story about somebody who sleeps weird, whether they sleep with their eyes open or they scream out and they're punching in their sleep. And then we got onto the topic of, we heard from somebody yesterday, I think it was Robin. Robin said that when he or she first moved out on their own to go to university, they slept on an air mattress for 4.5 years, their entire university career. On an air mattress, which I don't know that I could do that.
No, I value my sleep too much to throw it away on an air mattress for a weekend.
Yeah.
I don't like it, let alone 4 years.
And then there was a bunch of people who were like, the best sleep of my life was on an air mattress. No, it wasn't.
And you got a bad mattress.
Somebody else said, after backpacking and living in hostels, I decided to stay in Australia when I was in my 20s. I collected 12 milk crates, lined them up, and some guys I worked with gave me his futon for a mattress. That was my bed for 3.5 years. A futon on some milk crates. That is...
Imagine...
Bringing a date home. Yeah.
And they're like, you got to sweep the clothes off of your futon on top of milk crates? I don't know.
It doesn't exactly scream success.
It is the fetal position of beds.
Yeah, it's fine. This person was in their 20s, though. Once you're out of your 20s and you're sleeping on milk cartons, I don't know. Do you know how cheap a bed frame is now? Like just one of those metal bed frames that you can put a box spring and mattress on? Dirt cheap.
You know, I've had a spell where I've had mattresses on the floor.
Me too.
And you thought it was cool, and then you realize, maybe it's not so cool.
Yeah.
But I can't be sold on the milk crate futon mattress.
What about adults with bunk beds? What is that? When do you age out of bunk beds?
7?
Really?
8 years old, maybe?
Okay. Would that be a red flag if you started dating somebody and you went back to their place and they're like, come on in. And they swing open their bedroom door and there's a set of bunk beds.
Like, we're the top bunk.
Yeah. What do you do at that point?
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm. Mystery candy.